Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm Charlie from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you some questions. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And just for the statistical purposes, may I please know your race?
White.
Thank you so much, sir. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
2 years of college.
Thank you so much, sir. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the elections? Almost certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50, probably not vote, or definitely not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much, sir. And thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
I think it's okay.
So would you say somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you, sir. Below it is a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. I will read the list. Criminal justice reform, legalizing marijuana, city budget and spending, property taxes, education, jobs, economy, housing, access to abortion, health care, crime and violence, racial inequity, transportation or other. You can select up to three.
Well.
Hello?
Crime and violence.
Okay.
Should be a priority. Racial stuff should get figured out so that it's not a problem. I don't know how that will ever be done.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Women should have the right to decide about abortion. I'm not particularly for it, but there are many cases where it ought to happen.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of peoples. Using a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards that people. You may use any number from 0 to 10. If you don't know or you never heard of the people or group of people, please indicate. So the first person is Andrew Ginther. From 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you.
Are you talking about the mayor, Ginther?
Yes, sir.
He's 9.
Thank you. And what about Farhan Jetty?
I'm not sure I'm getting the name clear.
Okay, thank you.
Who is he?
I just have the names. We don't have, the description, just descriptive question. But it's okay if you never heard of that person. What about...
I've never heard of it the way you're saying it.
It's Farhan Jetty.
Farhan Jetty.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what you said.
Okay.
I think it's a problem.
Okay. And what about Emmanuel Remy?
I don't know who that is either.
Emmanuel Remy, okay. What about Adrienne Hood?
I don't know that one.
What about the Columbus City Council? From 0 to 10, how favorable it is?
8.
Thank you, sir. What about Nick Bankston?
Don't know at all.
And what about Louis Hill?
I don't know that one either.
What about the Columbus Boys?
The Columbus Boys.
The Columbus Police.
Columbus Police.
Yes, sir.
We have to make them about a 7.
And from 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
The Columbus Police?
Yes, sir.
A 7.
Thank you so much. What about Melissa Green?
Never heard of Melissa Green.
Okay, what about Nancy De Ocker?
Never heard of her.
Thank you so much, sir. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, and required them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which is the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right, please select the next question. I would rather elect new people to City Council, or I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing. Which one is the closest to you?
I think re-elect so they can keep going.
Okay, thank you. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farzan JT or Nick Bankston?
I have no idea.
Okay, and if the election for the city council were held today, would you vote for Louis Hill or Nancy De Acquar?
I don't know an answer to that one either.
Okay. The next one is between Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Remy. For who would you vote if the election for city council were held today?
Remy.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read 2 statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Please rate from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate, and 0 means that is less likely to vote for that candidate. The first one says, Adrienne Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the Black community. A Columbus native who has raised in Linden, Hood has dedicated her life to public service since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016. Hood has advocated for police to end brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for the city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. From 0 to 10, how likely it is for you to vote for that person?
5.
You can use any number from 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on City Council, the council has passed gun control invested tens of millions in Joe's programming and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. From 0 to 10, how likely it is for you to vote for that person?
Problem.
Thank you. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. And I will ask you one more time. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Remy.
Thank you, sir. We're almost there, so thank you so much for your time. I will read two more statements that people might make about candidates. Please rate from 0 to 10 how likely it is for you to vote for them. And the first one is for Nancy Day Alkauer. Is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with her community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and healthcare, and to advocate for marginalized communities. From 0 to 10, how likely it is for you to vote for that person?
8.
Thank you. The next one is Luis Hill. Is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for the city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. From 0 to 10, how likely it is for you to vote for that candidate?
5.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read for two more candidates. The next one is Farhan Jetty. Came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream, has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. From 0 to 10, how likely is for you to vote for Farhan Jetty?
8.
Thank you. The next one is Nick Bengston. It is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. He understands the need to address public safety through investments in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all its residents. First, from 0 to 10, how likely it is for you to vote for that candidate?
8.
Thank you, sir. We're almost there, so thank you so much for the time. Sometimes in service like this, people may change their minds. So I will ask you one more time. If the election for the November elections at Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bengston?
I don't know.
Okay, it's okay. So which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Candidate A, to make Colombo safer, we should get tougher in crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street. And candidate B, to make Colombo safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. Which one would you support or agree with more, candidate A or candidate B?
Candidate B.
Thank you, sir. So I'm going to read you some information about actions to Colombo City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10.
This thing was going to take a whole month.
We're almost there. We are pretty much in a few questions, and we do appreciate your time, sir. I will read that quickly for you, okay? So I will read some actions that the Colombo City Council has taken in the last couple of years, and you can tell me from 0 to 10 how favorable that is from you. And the first one says, the Colombo City Council passed gun control legislation that will prohibit the possession of a large capacity magazine by most people and require safe gun storage or firearms. From 0 to 10, how favorable that is for you?
10.
Thank you. The Colombo City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession, while funding a record ceiling program. From 0 to 10, how favorable that is for you?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. The last one, the Colombo City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in Short North. From 0 to 10, how favorable that is for you?
10.
Thank you, sir. So, as you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for all Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion in the state. Would you support that amendment or oppose that amendment?
That amendment guarantees an abortion?
Yeah, I will read the question again. There will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November and to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion in the state. Will you support or oppose to that amendment?
Support.
Thank you, sir. And do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purposes of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads, and bridges for public transportation infrastructure and equipment in the Central Ohio Transit Authority transportation system? Will you strongly somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you so much. And just for statistical purposes, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you so much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Both my sons are married.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'll be a Republican again as soon as I get rid of Trump.
Thank you, sir. Would you say a strong Republican, you say, right?
Pardon?
Would you say a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
I was a Republican all my life until there was the Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you, sir. And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote for Biden.
Thank you, sir. The last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just an estimated is fine.
$40,000.
Thank you so much, sir. This completes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and have a pleasant day. Thank you for your kindness helping me with the questions, okay?
Okay.
Take care, sir. Bye.
Bye.